Good afternoon. I'm Dale Ludwig, and it's my extreme good pleasure to be able to welcome you here today on behalf of the Missouri Soybean Association, the 100 Bushel Club, and about 35,000 soybean producers all across this state that make up just a wonderful industry that we have. Agriculture is the largest industry that we have in the state of Missouri. Soybeans is one of the two, beef cattle being the other, that is just a big deal. As a matter of fact, if you took all the different crops that we grow in the state of Missouri, corn, wheat, sunflower, rice, cotton, pumpkins, green beans, whatever else you might want to throw in there, there's more acres of soybeans than all those other crops put together. That would make us the fourth largest soybean producing state in the country as far as acres are concerned. We're pretty proud in agriculture. As people in Missouri work together very well. We don't always have the best soils, but we do have the best farmers. That's why we get along pretty well. As a matter of fact, it takes a great team to be as successful as we've been in agriculture. And one of the other teammates that we have that I'm just extremely proud to be able to introduce to you is a guy by the name of Governor Jay Nixon. Jay is a person who is a governor, is a person who understands how important agriculture is. And I want to start by just saying thanks to him for his support, his help, his value that he sees in agriculture, and without his help, we wouldn't be as good as what we are. Jay Nixon's been supportive of technology. It was he that helped put together the Missouri Plant Science Center in Mexico, Missouri. Without him, that would not be a reality, and that's going to make us better as we look to the future than we are today. He's been a great supporter of biofuels, of biodiesel, and I want to say thanks to him for that. And John, appreciate all your support. But with that, if you would help me welcome Governor Jay Nixon, let's give him a hand.
Thank you, Dale. Good afternoon. It is great to be back in Southwest Missouri, and quite frankly, to see so many leaders here today from Missouri's agricultural industry. I'm also delighted today to be joined by Missouri's First Lady, Georgianne Nixon. And I would expect that perhaps we'll see an entrant in the First Lady's Pie Contest out of this location next year at the State Fair. Also with me is Dr. John Hagler, the Director of Missouri Department of Agriculture. I want to thank John for his continued leadership for our state and look forward to working with him for many years to come. We're also glad to be joined by State Representative Marilyn Roisman, who has been a constant, consistent, and very helpful voice when it comes to agriculture issues in the state capitol. Agriculture is the backbone of Missouri's economy. Missouri farmers, including those who are here with us today, feed, fuel, and clothe the world. They create jobs, support local businesses, and help our local communities thrive. When it comes to Missouri agriculture, soybeans are truly our bread and butter. Soybeans are Missouri's number one cash crop. In 2009, Missouri farmers harvested 5.3 million acres of soybeans. That's a total value of more than $2.17 billion. Missouri is a hotbed of soybean research and development also. We're the home of the National Center for Soybean Biotechnology, the American Soybean Association, the United Soybean Board, the U.S. Soybean Federation, the Mid-America Research and Development Foundation, the Missouri Plant Science Center, and the National Biodiesel Board. We're the number one producer of biodiesel in the country. Most importantly, soybeans also create Missouri jobs. In total, about 35,000 Missouri farmers make a living growing soybeans. One of those farmers is the reason we're all here today. Kip Collars has been involved in agriculture for more than 20 years. He's owned and operated farms in both Newton and Berry counties. Kip has made the most of the fertile Newtonia red soil in these parts, producing beef, hay, and poultry. But it's soybeans that have made Kip famous. Kip has set multiple world records for soybean yields, including the most recent record of 154.57 bushels per acre in 2007. He's an inaugural member of the Soybean Industry's 100 Bushel Club, which recognizes the only two people known to have passed that prestigious threshold. Kip is known for his keen attention to detail and his proactive management that helps grow plants that are the envy of other farmers, quite frankly, around the world. And today, we're here to recognize him for taking soybean production to even another higher level. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor as the Chief Executive of Shelby State to announce that Kim Cullors has done it again. On behalf of the 100 Bushel Club, the Missouri Soybean Association, and the people of the state of Missouri, it is my pleasure to announce that Kip Cullors has set a new world record at 160.6 bushels per acre. Wow. Kip Cullors represents, you know, there's a whole lot of people growing soybeans all around the world. They have the best one in the whole world right over your left shoulder. Feels pretty good when it comes to agriculture in the Show-Me State, folks. I just want to tell you this. Really does.
It sure does.
Kip Cullors represents the best of the best of soybean production in the state of Missouri. To recognize his excellence, we have two awards for him today. And first, I want to give you the special world record from the 100 Bushel Club. Get in here, Dale.
There's supposed to be a globe that sits on that.
It's in the box. There's a world.
You're brave.
Folks, all right. Who's here? Anybody been to the Olympics before? You're right here at the Soybean Olympics. World record. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And in recognition of Kip's exemplary service and outstanding accomplishment in agriculture, and quite frankly, also his leadership. This is a man who not only counts the beans well and grows them well here, but has stood up to be a leader here and in other countries, to be a real role model for what it takes to embrace science, technology, and hard work for the future. And because of that, I want to present to you the Governor's Award for Agricultural Achievement. Thank you. And now, before I invite Kip to say a few words, I want to issue a challenge. For generations, Missouri farmers have led the way in so many commodities: corn, cotton, rice, grapes, livestock. Soybeans have always been one of our specialties. In fact, the only two growers who have been inducted in the 100 Bushel Club are Missourians. Missouri farmers are ready to outthink, outwork, and outproduce growers from any state, from any country, anytime. Our farmers start the day before sunrise. They work until long after the sun sets, planting their seeds, tending the fields, getting their goods to a global and growing marketplace for Missouri products. And if you're ready to compete against Missouri farmers and seek admission into that 100 Bushel Club and beyond, I'm here as the governor of the Show Me State to say we want to see it. Bring it on. We got the best team performing at the highest level in the world. And my sense is we're going to stay right where we are, number one. But in order to complete this process here, I think it's important we all hear from the person who set this record. It's important that we hear from the gentleman who is transforming Missouri agriculture with his brain, his body, his thoughts, and the great products he supports each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, the holder of yet another world record, great Missourian, Kip Cullors. Kip.
I got one thing to say, Governor, that anybody's got guts enough to throw that crystal ball up in there, should have no trouble running the state of Missouri. I wouldn't even thought about Kim from that deal. I'd have dropped it. Anyways, you know, this year we set out, we had two goals. And one thing was we was going to control our height, we was going to control our white mold. And we was able to accomplish that, even though I was disappointed in our yield because I really thought we had 170, 180 bushels made. But we was able to accomplish those two goals. Scott Dickey and I, he's my pioneer grandson, he's right there, that we went down to Brazil. And what was amazing to Scott and I both in Brazil was their two main number one problems they have in Brazil is the same thing we have here on my farm. Their soybeans get too tall and they get white mold. So Scott and I had worked on both of these projects for 4 or 5 years and trying to figure out what do we need to do. So Scott came up with the idea and talked to the SIPCAM people about the Contain. We put that out there, the biological product, controlled white mold, had zero white mold. And then when our soybeans, we decided that, you know, we've been experimenting with chemistry to try to shorten these plants up. And so we took some new products to the seed this year. We put our Optimize that we've been using for several years. It just works tremendously for us. And people try to duplicate this in research. And they'll apply nitrogen out there, and they'll say, well, I didn't nodulate my beans. Did you put Optimize on there? No. Well, you're not trying to do everything I'm doing then. So that's a huge problem. I mean, Optimize is one of the big things that helps us. So anyways, what we did this year, we added BioForge to our seed treatment. We started nodulating our soybeans this year at the unifoliate stage, which I talked to researchers, and I said, has anybody seen that before? No, nobody had ever seen that. So that was the two things we done. And basically what happened was we went to building all these roots. When the soybeans are really little, it's more important what's below the ground than what's above the ground. But when these soybeans is about the second half trifoliate, we hit them with a full rate of Cobra. Or you could use Blazer, either one, whatever you want to do. And we had some directors and some research thought that we totally lost our gourd and we just dreamed this up one day. And they thought that we just totally dropped the ball here, that we killed them. And for 2 weeks, they looked like they were dead. But the thing about it is all we did, we burnt the tissue, killed the main growing point, but the roots continued to grow. And then when they recovered out of that, we turned every plant into 3 or 4. So what we've done, we dropped our population this year. We're going to continue that next year. Scott just keeps beating on. We need to drop this population more. Then we came in there, and I've been talking to farmers all around the world, and I ask them, I say, why does your soybeans die? Well, they really, you know, they're just mature. Well, in Brazil, they don't ever die because they're using fungicides. We use Headline on all of ours, but soybeans should never die until it frosts. We have to defoliate my soybeans just like they do in Brazil. The only reason soybeans die is because of stress. Something killed them. Something made them die prematurely. So what we did after we burnt these beans down, we put the BioForge back on them and they started greening up to help them run this recovery process. And then at about R3, we hit them with Headline. And then 3 weeks later, we hit them with Headline again. So our soybeans, when we defoliated them here a couple weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, they were totally green from top to bottom. So you want to take questions?
Sure.
So I guess if you guys got some questions, we'll try to answer some questions.
Yeah, let's swing down here and go ahead and just do it over.
Hey, well, we'll come down to take questions. But before we do, I just ask that the Missourians that are here, as the world record holder works down, show him one more time our respect.